I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. Down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone. And it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His second of the night, two-run home run, the fifth of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone! It's a three-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a three-run homer. It's a six RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his fourth home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit four homers in a game. It's a three-run home run that gives him nine runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit four homers in a game.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Alongside Hugh Douglas, after a special night at Citizens Bank Park last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. See, this is a prime example of why you should never get too high or too low when it comes to baseball. Just be a little even keel. How bad do you feel about going out there booing them yesterday? I'm not going to say anybody's names, but
yeah.
If you booed them, shame on you.
Well, I don't think most people were booing them.
Why are you looking at me like
it
that?
It sounds like just one person was booing them last night. We might be looking at him right now.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kyle. Hashtag thank you, Kyle.
You say I'm being ungrateful? Yeah. Ungrateful ass.
But what an incredible night, honestly, Hugh. Kyle Schwarber for them bombs last night at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, that was hey, man, listen. That's a hell of a bounce back. It really, really is. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Topper for calling out those mean people on those radio stations that spew all kinds of hate
nonsense.
And vitriol
idiots.
at the players for just going out there working hard. Like he said, it's just one series.
Just one series. And what a night last night. Kyle Schwarber, four home runs. We'll obviously talk about that a lot throughout the course of the show today.
Way to put it in Kyle like this. He said, I had it up to here with you, Douglas.
Already. We'll talk a ton about Kyle Schwarber. We'll get to the big trade that happened yesterday, which is just crazy. But one thing we do need to really quickly touch on before the we get to the Kyle Schwarber thing in more detail, the big announcement made at 9 o'clock this morning. Next week at the rally Royersford, at McGurk's and Royersford from 5 to 6 p.m. with the afternoon show, a reunion unlike any other. Terrell Owens and Hugh Douglas from 5 to 6 next week, so that's going to be fun, right, Hugh?
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
All right, great.
Dio seems excited about it. He's put on Instagram. He said he's putting your old beef behind you. You know, you guys are reuniting, so should be fun.
Hey.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see how that goes next Wednesday with Hugh and Dio at McGurk's in Royersford. But exciting news. Again, Terrell Owens will join the afternoon show alongside Hugh Douglas next Wednesday for the Rally Royersford day before Eagles Cowboys. If you want to get in and start the show, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. But where we'll start is obviously Kyle Schwarber. And Kyle Schwarber, incredible last night. Four home runs. Type of games you dream of. Like, that reminded me, Hugh, I know you're a big video game guy. Like, if you're playing MLB The Show, mm-hmm. and you're playing it on rookie mode, that's what it looked like with Kyle Schwarber down there last night. That was incredible stuff.
Yeah, man. I tell you, to bounce back the way that they did, and then have the kind of night that he had, And I heard that there was some MVP chance going on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. That's the type of night you have to have after the rough outing that you had up there in New York.
Absolutely. And that's the big thing about last night, because the Phillies needed it. We knew that was a big game. You get swept out of New York, and let's face it, that was a really ugly series. And I felt like that was important, not just for the Eagles or for the Phillies to win, but to have a real feel-good game where we can put that series behind us and move forward here. And it made me realize, like, you think about where the Phillies are, and I get that series is frustrating, but let's keep things in perspective a little bit. This is still a really good team. They're still five up in the division. They're still tied with the Dodgers for the two seed. And I'll say it right off the top here. I think we overreacted to that Mets series. And I want to know if you agree. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, did we overreact to the Mets series to what happened in New York? And hey, I'm not saying it wasn't ugly. I'm not saying it didn't matter. Of course it does. But overall, we got to look at where this team is. This team's still really good. We can't look at what they did against Seattle last week and be so excited about that, and then you have a bad series against the Mets, and I get it's the Mets. I get it's kind of felt like an extension of the playoff series last year, but I do absolutely think we overreacted. Where do you fall, Hugh? Did we overreact to what happened in New York this week?
No, not at all. I mean, because like I said yesterday, and I'll keep saying, that was a great night last night. What was it, 19 runs?
19 runs.
Against
seven homers,
against,
I think?
Against a Brave team that has been leaking oil all season long. The bottom line is this, and I said it yesterday, still don't want to see the Mets in the playoffs. Don't. Because whatever, for whatever reason, they have your number. Now, I didn't know you were going to ask me that, TK, because the one thing that I said I was going to do is not come in here and be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. But you've painted me into a corner where I have to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. And just because you go out and whoop somebody's ass that, you know, after you just got your ass whooped, that doesn't change anything for me. Because the bottom line is this. The Braves are going home. They've been leaking oil the whole season. You went out and did what you were supposed to do. I had an old coach, Billy Joe, used to tell me, if a team is bad, you beat them because they're bad. That's exactly what you did yesterday. You beat a bad Braves team, and you beat them soundly. And Kyle Schwarber had a wonderful night, not taking anything away from that. But the bottom line is, your kryptonite is up the turnpike, and you're going to probably have to see them again. You're going to definitely see them again because you got four more games with them. But if you see them in the playoffs, I don't think anybody feels good about last night.
No, well, I get it. And I look at it this way because, okay, we look at this Atlanta team, and obviously, you know, their season is over. They're not going to the postseason, but they still have a lot of talent. And I think, you know, especially after the way that game got started, where Nola gives up three runs right off the top, you fall behind 3-0. I thought it was impressive how they responded. And to the point about the matchup with the Mets, I agree. Like, I don't want to see the Mets, and it... If I made this comparison the other night, it feels a lot to me like the Phillies and the Braves in 2022 and 2023, where the Braves are the better team, but the Phillies, there was something about that matchup that the Phillies just had. And the Phillies in every big game and every big moment, they just had that confidence. But I still look at this team, and I think they're in really good shape here. And I think we went a little overboard after that Mets series. And of course, it was a bad series. It was ugly. But I think we made it out to be, in some ways, like it's some grand indictment about this team. And that, you know, they just went up to New York and rolled over. And the last game was terrible. And they got to be better offensively than that. You can't face a young pitcher and go down the way that they went. But I can't just forget about what happened against Seattle the week before, where they pound the ball and they respond from the Wheeler news and we're feeling great about the team. And then a week later, they have this bad series. I don't know. I just think it there's more to it than just this is an indictment on the whole team.
I don't go back to the Seattle series because that was a phenomenal series, no question about it. But the bottom line is this, TK. If you see the Mets, how comfortable are you that we're going to beat them? Because that's what we're talking about. Like, you're not talking about everybody else that you seem to, you know, beat up on. Because you're a good baseball team. I want to say that first. I think that this is a good baseball team. But for whatever reason, the Mets always run your pockets. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, if you're like an analogy time, like say if you're a kid in high school they roll up on you and take your lunch money, and they don't even ask you for it. They just go in your pockets like their pockets.
Ugh.
And that's what they're doing. And that's what you have to stop. Because that's what we're talking about. Like, we feel good about every other team in the NL that the Phillies match up with, don't we?
Pretty much. The Mets are the team I'd least like to see.
And the Mets know that. So I'm happy about what happened last night. It was great. It's great that, you know, Topper listens to the station. Shout out to the Phillies for listening. But the bottom line is that is the obstacle that you're going to have to cross.
And I get it. There's no question about it. And if you want to get into 1-5-5-9-2-9-4-9-4, the Phillies, they do need to figure things out against the Mets. They'll have that 4-game series in like 10 days, and that's going to be huge. I mean, and the Phillies are going to need to conquer some demons there. They're going to need to find a way to beat that team. But I still look at the Phillies and the Mets, and regardless of those matchups, I believe the Phillies are the better team. I'm still with Joe. Like, I don't think Joe was wrong to say the division's over. I still think the Phillies are going to win the NL East. I fully believe that. And sure, they got to make it happen against the Mets. They got to make it happen in the playoffs. But this is still a really good team, and I was impressed with the way they responded last night. And I think we did overreact a little bit to that series. 215-592-9494, if you want to get in. Did we overreact to the Phillies series against the Mets? We'll get to the phones coming up in a minute here, but did want to check in with Kyle Quinn, who may be the resident overreactor here on the midday show in the station.
No.
What, Kyle, are you willing to say we overreacted to that series?
I'm sorry. Like, as much as Hugh wants to hype the guy up, Cal Quantrill stinks. The guy belongs in AAA.
He is bad, man.
Why did I catch another strike?
We know he's your favorite pitcher in the league.
Cal Quantrill.
I was just excited as everybody else watching Kyle Schwarber do what he did, and the Phillies putting up 19 runs, but like, where the hell was that against the Mets? I don't think I'm going to feel better about that series until we go take care of business against them in a week at Citizens Bank Park. Like, I'm sorry, the Braves are not a real major league team right now. Like, they're just totally pathetic. They're limping to the finish line, and we just got a glimpse of what it might look like if the Phillies have to go against another NL playoff opponent. Like, It was fun last night, yes. And you're welcome, everybody, by the way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
People said
that bullying is going away. It's back, baby. Bullying is back.
That's what I'm talking about.
It works.
Live your truth.
They hear you, okay? They heard me, and they responded, and I feel good about that. But I'm going to need to see it against the Brewers. I'm going to need to see it against the Mets. Like, the Braves are not real to me right now. One game's not going to change how I felt. Like, I was sick to my stomach yesterday. I'm still a little bit nauseous about the Mets series. I'm going to need a little bit more time, TK.
Those four home runs didn't clear your hangover right there? That wasn't the best cure possibly have?
No.
Four home runs from Kyle Schwarber in one game.
It was awesome. I'm with you, but like, the Mets series still happened, did it not?
It did.
Okay.
So did the Mariners series last week. So did that homestand where
Mariners,
they won 5-6.
No, come on. Now you sound like that caller yesterday.
The Mariners are a good team, Kyle.
Dude, the Mariners are frauds.
You do sound like that dude that called yesterday.
Somebody said he'd eat paint chips.
I didn't say that. That was what somebody online said. I didn't say that, though.
All right. Well, if you want to get in, 215-592-9494. Am I alone here in thinking we overreacted to this Mets series?
Yes.
I still think this team's going to win the division. And I think the way they bounced back last night after, let's face it, Aaron Nola put him in a hole to start the game. A terrible first inning from him. They bounced back. They were able to come back and win that game and win it convincingly. And I think a big moment for this team, a feel-good moment for this team, what's turning out to be a really special season for Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9494. We overreact to the Mets series. We'll hear from Kyle Schwarber next after his huge night. And Rob Thompson, with some unbelievable audio after the game, taking a shot at one of our own here. That's coming up. We'll get into Tri-Day as well as a Tri-Day Friday. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the midday show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly today filling in for Joe Giglio.
It is definitely a catchy theme.
Thank you, Hugh. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I've really come around on this song. I enjoy it. And thank you again to Sean in Newark who made it for me. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Phillies beat up on the Braves 19-4 last night. Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs. And what a night for Kyle Schwarber, because he was scheduled after the game to do a 2-hour shoot with Abbott Elementary for their show. The people from that TV show were there.
Yeah, Quinta Brunson, and she's from here.
Yeah,
she's
and they were filming a scene with Kyle Schwarber last night.
After the game. Oh, that's pretty cool. So I guess they took the school kids to the game, I guess. I'm assuming that's the premise of the episode.
I would assume so, yeah. But I think they got to start doing this every night now.
The Abbott Elementary thingy?
Yeah. I mean, if Kyle Schwarber's going to hit 4 home runs every night, they're going to film a scene with him. That sounds pretty good, but an amazing night from Kyle Schwarber. And want to know, after that game, after you know what the Phillies were able to do last night, do you feel like we overreacted a little bit to the Mets series?
No.
You say no, Hugh. I think we did a little bit. I think it was an ugly series. And because it was the Mets, it's worse, right? Not just because we hate that team, but because what happened in the postseason last year and the Phillies, they need to figure this thing out against the Mets. 4 games here next week. That is going to be a big moment for them to try to overcome it. But, man, this is still a really good team, and I think we need to keep that in perspective.
I think nobody thinks that this is a bad squad, but the reality of the situation is you had an opportunity to send the Mets packing or put them in a worse spot than they were already in. You breathe life into them. And here's the thing, TK. If the Mets do see you in the playoffs, regardless of what happens in the last 4 games, they feel real good about beating you regardless to where it's at.
Absolutely.
They feel really good about that. And for whatever reason, if I'm a fan, I'm concerned about how the Phillies are going to respond to that. Because like I tried to tell the guy yesterday that was talking about the Seattle series, what have they done against the Mets that makes you comfortable thinking that when the playoffs start, that they're going to flip a switch and change everything?
Well, not much. Certainly not there. Like, here the Phillies won that series at Citizens Bank Park 2-1 earlier this year. I think it was, like, mid to late June when the Phillies won that series. But, yeah, they got to figure it out against the Mets for sure. But every time they've been knocked down, they have gotten back up this year. And I think something is to be said for that.
I mean, there is. But that's your nemesis right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the team that when you went to London to play them, Your 2 seasons went in 2 different directions. And that's the team that, when it came to the postseason, knocked you all around the ballpark. That's the problem that I have with it. Now, you got another shot at this. You got 4 more games against them. You have to exercise those demons, TK, before I would feel good about how far this team could go, because that's their biggest obstacle, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that 4-game series against the Mets is going to be huge, no question about it. But a good start last night. Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs, and the Phillies win 19-4. 215-592-9494. In a few minutes, we will get to what Kyle Schwarber had to say after the game. Also, what Rob Thompson had to say after the game about maybe one of our coworkers. We might be looking at him right now. We'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's go to the phones. Go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
So, Hugh, I kind of agree with you. You need to be able to beat that Mets team. Now, did we overreact in the grand scheme of things? Probably a little bit too much. But they played like crap against a team that maybe they may be playing in October. And you got to be able to beat them. We had a chance to put them basically out of their misery, and we didn't do it. So, I don't know. It was a bad series, and they deserve to be criticized for that series.
Oh, Jeff, I think the let me be clear here. I mean, I think the criticism is fair. Like, it's fair to criticize, but I do think, like, there were some kind of, like, grand pronouncements, grand conclusions about this team. Like, oh, they're losers. Oh, they stink.
I mean,
they rolled over. And I don't think
that's
true.
That's what baseball fans do, though.
It is. But
that's what they do.
No. But I guess what I'm saying is when you get a chance to put a team down like that, and now they're in your head, they're in your head because you can't beat them in New York. If it was any other team, I don't think there would have been any big deal. Like if it was, pick another team, the Twins, or some other team in the same spot, I don't think it would have been that big of a deal. But it's the Mets, and it's because we're going to end up possibly playing them in the playoffs that this was a big deal.
Yeah, and it's because of what happened in the playoffs last year too, Jeff. I think that's it more than anything. Like, obviously, if they had gone 0-6 against the Mets in any situation at Citi Field, that would have been an issue. But it's really more than anything because of what happened in the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Hey, Hugh, take it easy on Gio, man. Don't beat him up.
Oh, no, man. No, it's not like that.
I know. I'm actually looking forward to that, man. That's going to be kind of cool.
That's going to be awesome, Jeff, and I appreciate the call.
Well, Hugh's the one that should be.
People are excited about that, Hugh. This is huge news.
Why should I be nervous?
Well, we know what happened last time.
See, I think Kyle feeling some kind of way about Topper calling. But I didn't call y'all last night, Topper. Kyle, for that bad take that you had about going
to
the ballpark.
I mean, it was a great take.
Well, that's
the epitome of the fan right there, overreacting to everything. That's Kyle right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an overreaction. Topper was talking about you.
Good.
Even though he didn't say your name, he was talking about you.
I mean, have you ever heard of a word called motivation?
Yeah, Kyle's a motivator. Kyle's a great motivator.
I like how. I'm pretty sure when he heard it, Kyle probably said, "That's good for him. I got him those 19 runs."
It's good to see that Philadelphians are finally getting their reputation back.
Well, right. Well, let's get
to standards.
Schwarber hits the 4 home runs last night. We'll get to Topper in 1 second, but first, here was Schwarber on how special that was, and bouncing back after that series against the Mets.
I think great night all around. You know, Knowles goes out there and. For him to have that, first inning, tough first inning, and then he goes out there and he throws up a bunch of zeros right after that, and after, we responded and felt like we kept the at-bats going the whole night. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to go out there and do that. You get the opportunity for a fifth one, and, I stink against a position player, but, it was a fun night, great atmosphere. Wouldn't want to do it with a better group of guys that we have here, but it was just a really good night, especially a big bounce back for us after the series, and we got another game tomorrow.
And it was big, and that the frustrating part was, man, he came to the plate for that fifth bat. It felt like he was going to hit another one. You had a position player on the mound,
mm-hmm.
and man, he just got under it, almost at five.
You know what's funny? How mad there's somebody out there right now that's mad that he didn't hit the fifth one.
Well, is it Kyle? Probably is.
Well,
Kyle's probably screaming at home. How do you not hit a fifth home run? Yeah, boo Schwarber for not hitting five.
JT did.
He's telling me he came up short.
But speaking of which, this was amazing because I'm listening to Rob Thompson's presser last night, and I couldn't help but let out a loud chuckle when Rob Thompson said this about Kyle Schwarber in his night.
Yeah, again, a huge character win. You get down three and... I know, the radio stations were wanting the fans to boo us and all that stuff, but that's all right, but we came back, scored five, and then just chipped away and just kept going, so added on. And so, yeah, really big win.
Rob Thompson coming straight after Kyle Quinn. Let's make it clear here. This wasn't the radio station demanding the team be booed. It was Kyle demanding the team be booed.
Hey, if I have anything to say.
I represent the radio station.
Yeah. If I have anything to say to Topper, hey, Topper, put somebody's name on it, man. If you're going to put it all out there like that, just go ahead and say his name.
It would have been amazing if he's just like, oh, yeah, that guy, like, Kyle Quinn today.
It would have been better if he'd have said that idiot Kyle Quinn.
Well, allow me to just say, hello,
that
Rob.
Loud mouth.
Appreciate you listening.
He's telling that coolest guy over there at the radio station.
We're here. We're not going anywhere. Holding you accountable.
That was incredible.
Spewing all that negativity.
Yeah, come on, Kyle. Yeah, do you think
Kyle? We've had it up to here, Kyle.
This is a legitimate question because, hey, I mean, Rob Thompson was obviously aware of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that means the team was aware of it.
Of course they are.
Is Kyle partially responsible for Kyle Schwarber's 4 home run night last?
I mean, I might have turned this Philly season around.
Are you going to be like? It would be great if Major League.
You talk about my class when they have spin. That's class spin right.
Oh, I'm getting a documentary.
You guys have seen Major League, right? Have you seen Major League, Kyle?
No.
Okay. Well, then this joke wouldn't.
You've never seen Major League,
but you've seen it, Hugh. Okay. Well, forget about
the hell
it,
was that,
guys.
I didn't know he was going to ask me. Yeah. I was going to shame you.
But the way you said it made it seem to me like you saw it.
No, listen. I was about to shame you because you didn't see it, but then he asked me that I see it. And I was like, no, I don't think I saw it either.
Well, anyway, they hate the owner of the team, and they have this thing in the clubhouse where, I don't know, it's hard to explain with the owner, and they use her as motivation to kind of go on and win the division. Maybe that's what the Phillies are going to do with Kyle. Maybe they're going to have a picture of Kyle in the clubhouse, and they'll just, like, throw a dart at him.
Who is her?
The owner of the team.
Oh, his
in what, major
oh,
league.
Oh, he's a lady.
Yes, and they had her in clothing, and they'd like strip off a piece of the clothing every time they won a game. But with Kyle, maybe they'd throw something at his head.
Wait a minute, was she naked underneath?
It was a picture.
Did you just ask if she was naked underneath her clothes?
This would work a lot better if you guys have seen the movie.
He said they take off a piece of her clothing.
But no, it's like a picture of her, and they have Velcro clothing. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's not good that you guys haven't seen
that
it.
That's a bad analogy.
It would be a fine analogy. Somebody on the lines back me up here. No. It wasn't that bad of an analogy.
Just for clarity, Hugh, people underneath their clothing are naked, always naked.
Naked yeah. under their clothes, yeah. I do know that. Kyle, I've had it up to here. I've had it up to here with you today, Kyle.
Unk's upset early on in the show today. 215-592.
I've had it up to here.
You like that one,
up there? Yeah, I like that a little bit.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will Tron, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
I know y'all feel a little bit better, man. Man, I just want to say, man, like, I ain't go front, man. Be some days you really keep it real, you know, but I'm going to agree with Kyle, man. And my thing is, it was a great win, you know, made the fans happy. Happy for Sherbert, you know what I'm saying?
Sherbert.
He had a great game. But listen, I'm not going to be satisfied until we put the nail in these Mets, man. Like, I mean, for real, man, because, like, them keep beating us and, like, they losing to these other teams and they can't wait to get to us. It's like they're really focusing their season on when they play us because they just, you know, they boozing out also against other teams. But, you know, what I'm happy is that the guys and the Phillies are listening to this radio station, right? So if y'all listening, put Kepler in front of Castellanos. He should have had a piece of that game yesterday also, man. Y'all sitting him, and then y'all wondering why he's having a bad season. He got to play him, man, because guess what? He's going to be a part of the reason why we go to the World Series and wind up winning it.
Well,
listen, man, get off that high horse. Whatever words y'all had against each other, get off of it. We got a World Series to win, man. We need everybody focused. We need everybody pulling together. And guess what? That win, all right, that's a win against a struggling team. Now, you face a team next week that keep beating us. So now I want you to take that same energy and beat these guys. And when I say beat them, I mean beat them. You know what I'm saying? But and the last thing I want to say, Even with the Phillies, man, I like the double steals. I like them taking the gambles. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, in the season, I'm going to say it again. It's the last time I'm going to say it. We can't rely on the pitching. The bats is going to have to win it all.
Well, yeah.
And y'all showed y'all can do it. So continue to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be about the bats, Will. And I appreciate the call. And I'll say this about the Kepler thing. And I was on the side earlier this year of, you know, DFA Kepler. I mean, what does this guy give you? But to their credit, I mean, they have stuck with him. And now, I mean, you do need to consider making this more of a strict platoon situation in right field. Because, I mean, Castellanos, it's just, for whatever reason, it's not clicking this year. And Kepler's just crushing right-handed pitching right now. Another homer last night for him.
Yeah, man, and it's looking like if what you're doing, the method to your madness is working. You gotta stick with that, and you gotta put these guys in the best possible position they can to be successful. Because we're getting down the stretch now. We got, like you said, you got to see the Mets again. You got Miami coming into town. No, we're going to Miami.
Yep.
So yeah, you gotta try to lock in as much as you possibly can to get the best version of this team you need to make it to the play. to the World Series.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I think Rob Thompson has done a fantastic job in managing that outfield. Like, it feels like every button he pushes seems to be the right one, whether it's, you know, Kepler, Marsh, Bader, Castellanos. And Castellanos sat again last night, which is becoming more frequent and interesting to see how that situation is playing out. Let's go to Joel in South Carolina. What's up, Joel?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Joel?
Come on. First off, I think we did overreact. I mean, didn't overreact, because like you said, we could beat all these other teams, but the problem is the Mets. We just can't beat them.
Yeah, and but Joel, you can also look at it the other way, too, where, okay, the Mets can beat the Phillies, but the Mets can't beat anybody else. I mean, they lost the Marlins last night.
Yeah, I love that. I was laughing. But, so I think we overreacted. I mean, didn't. I'm sorry. But, Hugh, I had a question for you.
What you got, man?
I didn't realize this until I was doing research last night. You played with the Eagles in 98 and 99.
Mm-hmm.
Did you face my uncle, Gary Brown? He played for the Giants. He was a running back.
Gary Brown? I don't remember the name. But more than likely, if he was on the team, yeah. If he was on the team, if I was here, yeah.
Yeah, because he played for Penn State and then got drafted to Houston Oilers and then went to the Giants and then I think he was a head coach, like not a head coach, but a running back coach for the Browns and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was wondering if you had played against him or if you knew him.
I don't know him, but I'm more than likely if he was there, I played against him.
Thanks for the call, Joel. Appreciate the show. So played against the guy's uncle. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm sure you played against the ton.
He said he went to
ton of players. Penn State, he said.
Yeah, he had a jerry curl. I'm looking at his picture now.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the face, but I'm pretty sure I played against
him. You probably lit him up.
I had a jerry curl, too, though, back
You
then.
Did? I remember that.
Jerry.
I gave you a photo before that my old mailman gave me. It was a Fear the Fro picture.
Well, that was Afro. No, I'm talking about actual jerry curl, like a jerry curl.
Like
drip, drip.
The Charlie
drip.
Murphy one?
Yes.
Okay.
I had one of those when I was growing up. Had a jerry curl.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Not really.
No.
Not when you think back on it. That was a bad time. A jerry curl back in the day was I would say comparable to a mullet. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was comparable to a mullet. Shags and mullets were about on the, and jerry curls were about on the same.
You know, you used to have a mullet who works here?
Who?
Al.
Oh yeah, that's right. I do. Yeah. Al used to be kind of D's, too. Al was on
really?
Yeah, yeah, Al was on that juice. He was on that clean and clear.
Oh, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying Al was jacked at any point.
Al was a little buff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know he's obviously a big-time hockey player, so that makes some sense. But you want to get on the Phils, 215-592-9494. We overreacted the series against the Mets. But right now, it is a Friday, so that means it's a tri-day.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so tri-day today. Now, unfortunately, we have Kyle back, so any very related material filtered out of the show today.
Hold on.
No,
so unfortunately, we have Kyle back.
Okay.
Well, can I just remind you, you're the one filling in on the show today.
Yes. But, I mean, Hugh knew. I was speaking
Kyle's
for Hugh
up
there.
Here.
Because
he's
added
up here.
Finally, order is restored.
Well, Kyle, you know Hugh loves you. But Hugh was happy to get all his furry material out last
Friday.
Shout
out to all the furries out there that went back to their regular jobs and had to take their costumes off and, you know, integrate back into society.
I was in the car that day. And I heard the beginning of the show, and Hugh immediately starts the furry thing. And I'm like, dude, enough.
It was great.
He's trying to police from Hugh, wherever he's going.
Your social media last Friday night. I was more dialed into that one than I was the Eagles game. I'll tell you what.
A ball. It was fun, man. It was just, it's something to be said about people living their truths and doing what they like to do and everybody's, you know, being all inclusive. That was pretty cool.
The selfies were just hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Incredible. But our tri-day today, since it is Labor Day weekend, maybe the biggest barbecue weekend of the year. I'd say between Labor Day, July 4th, Memorial Day. But what's a good thing? What do you need to bring to a barbecue? That's what we're doing for Tri-Day Friday today.
What would I bring?
What would you bring to a barbecue?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Napkins.
Napkins? Ooh, that's a good one.
Dude, that's the That's not surprising one bit.
No, it's very
such a cop out.
It's very on brand.
It's very old man-ish.
Oh, but no, but yeah. Listen, if I'm not
it's
bringing napkins,
let's be honest.
If I'm not bringing napkins, I'll probably bring a nice bottle of liquor. Well, let me pull that back. Not that nice of a bottle of liquor.
Okay.
I'm going to bring a bottle, but I'm not bringing a real nice bottle.
The only part he rescinded was the nice bottle.
No, because listen, man.
Keeping the nice bottles for himself.
No, because, and I know I'm not the only person that noticed this. Like, say if you have a party at your house, everybody always wants to drink the liquor that they never drink. They want to drink the top shelf stuff. And they want to drink all of the top shelf stuff.
You know what? It's a good point because my answer was going to be a case of beer. And that's this the thing. Like, I would buy, a case of beer I typically wouldn't drink at home to a party. But if I'm drinking a case of, if I'm drinking beer at home, I'm going a little higher scale.
Yeah. If you're in my liquor or my liquor cabinet, you know, I have like high end liquor, like some nice bottles that even I haven't tasted, right? Because I'm just waiting, like special occasion. And as soon as somebody comes up, hey, man, what's up with that? Can we drink? No, we ain't drinking that. We drinking this, because that's what people, they want to drink your good stuff. So I would bring a bottle. Like, say, if I was going to a cookout, I'd probably bring a bottle of E&J.
What's E&J?
You ain't never heard of E&J? No.
What is it?
It's a whiskey.
Okay.
It's a brandy whiskey. One of the two.
Okay.
But it's I don't really drink E&J.
Okay.
But I would bring that to the party.
There you go. So our Tri-Day Friday today, what would you bring to a barbecue? Winning answer, win a pair of tickets to see the Delaware State Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. This is going to be awesome. Eagles legends DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick return to the Link to face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. And Hugh, I know you were at the Delaware State last night.
Yeah, it was.
Close game. Good effort from Delaware State last night.
There was a lot of missed opportunities. And by the way, E&J is a brandy.
Okay.
There was a lot of missed opportunities by DeSean Jackson's team, man. The defense, I think, played pretty well. The quarterback for Delaware, he got knocked out kind of early. But they had a receiver down there. I think his last name is Duplass. Man, he made one catch on the sideline, man. That one-handed catch that put them back in the game and got things going for them. It was a really good game last night. We were on the sideline, me and my son. I can't remember any other time that I screamed as loud as I did at a football game. And that's even Eagles games because I was so into that game. I'm a big rooter for the underdog, and it was obvious that going into that game that Delaware State was the underdog. They covered the point spread. That's a win in my opinion because the point spread was like 30, 31 points or something crazy like that. So, yeah, they covered the point spread.
Yeah, and it was a tight game. So, Delaware State, Norfolk State, Michael Vick versus DeSean Jackson October 30th. You can win tickets to that if you give the best answer for our Friday Tri-Day. We'll get your answers on Tri-Day in the next segment. Also, take your calls on the Phillies now after last night. An awesome night, but did it help you get over the Mets series? 215-592-9494. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Josh. Cher.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today after a Phillies 19-4 win. And this is very appropriate song choice from Kyle here. Everything's going to be all right.
Same cat that had a meltdown yesterday.
What? Who had a meltdown?
He's the same cat that had the meltdown yesterday.
Kyle?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But the great motivator. If the Phillies win the World Series,
is that what we're going?
Yeah. Like I'm the only one that had a meltdown yesterday.
I didn't have a meltdown.
Well, you were the only one who demanded the team to get a standing boo.
I'm always even keel.
Yeah, that bothers me.
I am the voice of reason in this space,
and it's very annoying.
In this space, but you were the only one who demanded them to get booed, Kyle. Yeah. So I think that your meltdown.
We saw what happened.
Your meltdown supersedes everybody else's.
I had to balance the scale.
Restore
here.
Balance.
Right. Yeah. That's what Kyle's known for, of course.
Restoring balance. That's what he definitely. Definitely. I agree with that.
But it was a great night. I mean, Kyle Schwarber hits 4 home runs. Truly incredible stuff. And want to know if we overreacted to the Mets series. And I don't want to say that it wasn't frustrating. Of course it was. I mean, it was a terrible series. But I do think we went a little overboard. I think we overreacted a little bit. And yeah, the Mets have the Phillies number right now, but the Mets can't beat anybody else. And the lead back up to 5. And I'll say this right now. Like, I think the Phillies are going to have at least a 6-game lead when the Mets come in here next week.
Yeah, and they're going to probably chip away at that. I'm trying to be positive, but next week is going to be the telltale sign about where this team is, especially going into the playoffs and trying to exercise your demons. I think in that 4-game series, you got to at least get 3 of them. You have to.
I mean, does it just not annoy you that – so if you took away every game the Phillies played against the Mets this season, we're 10 games better than them.
Yeah.
But instead, it's just a 5-game lead.
No, it absolutely annoys. Like, of course it's annoying.
It doesn't sound like it annoys you, Kyle.
It does annoy me. Trust me. I hate the Mets. They're probably my least favorite team in all of sports. I can't stand them. But I can't just say, oh, we can't beat the Mets. We stink. The Phillies are better than everybody else, are better than the Mets against everybody else by a significant margin.
We got Braves fan Douglas over there. And we have Mets fan Tom Kelly.
I'm not a Braves fan.
Kyle. That is not funny. That is not
remember
funny.
When he got mad at me for having perspective the other day?
I guess.
Yeah, you're annoying me just as much.
Fair. Yeah. Fair.
I don't like this TK.
I will.
Where's the fire?
Yeah, I asked for this. I asked for Kyle to throw away perspective, and what do we get?
I thought you'd be on my side. Standing boo, by the way, instead of admonishing.
I think some people probably went in there and thought about it, especially the way the game started yesterday, and then it turned.
Yeah, well, there were some boos when Nola gave up 3 in the first inning.
That's what I'm saying. It started.
Nola doing the typical Nola thing
like,
last
here
night.
Here they go. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was rough. Man.
Yeah, we'll get to that later on, too. Nola. Oh, terrible. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody going? And Hugh, look, I have a late shout out to your birthday.
Well, thank you,
you know,
sir.
My furry brother.
Hold on. First of all, it's way too late for birthday shout outs.
Like, it's still August.
It's been days. It's
like happy birthday, Hugh.
Stop.
Hey, some people, you know, they party all month. I know what Islanders do. You know, so it's all good.
Yeah, they do. Some people do.
Oh man, but oh gosh, man, look, you know what? Let me tell you something. And Hugh, I'm with you on this, but I'm just going to add a little mustard on top of this thing. I'm going to tell you, I was happy for Kyle Schwarber last night for what he did. It was awesome to see. And for some odd reason, I decided to look at the game because I haven't just been looking at the games because of this foolishness, right? But, you know, after everything was over and all the feel-good stuff, I got annoyed by it. I got annoyed by it because I was like, where was that during – the freaking Mets series, when you pulled an offer on us and the rest of this team. I'm just going to tell you right now, I will not rest easy. And I'm going to tell you, 3-1 is not good enough. The only way I can feel better is that they sweep, because you know what? 3-1 in a series in the playoffs, in a 7-game series, you go 3-1 after losing. In Mets Stadium, you're going home.
Come on, Bruce. If the Phillies win 3 of 4 against the Mets next week, that's a successful series. Stop. That's ridiculous.
It's a successful series, but it's not success against the Mets on what they have done historically, because this team is soft like a baby's ass when it comes to the Mets. And that last game was horrible. They against a rookie pitcher. What the hell was that all about? They packed up and they went home. They need to grab themselves, you know, between their legs and get some cojones about playing the Mets.
Well, Bruce, I get it, but there's nothing we can do about the Mets series now. Like, the only thing they can do is bounce back and play better against the teams they're playing against, and they scored 19 runs last night.
But you know what? The Phillies have done this crap over and over to us. They've beaten good teams. They had multiple scores,
and then they and then they lose the teams that they have no business losing to. I mean, and especially the Mets, And the sorry thing. Look, it's just like, let me give you a snapshot, right? Okay, they started off wonderful in those first two games, but the moment something goes wrong, they're like the Keystone Cops running around, and nobody knows what to do, and everybody panics, and then they fold like a deck of cards, and it's just so sickening. I mean, I want to see them play like men against the Mets, and until they show me that, you know what, this is just another walk in the park.
But Bruce, so should we not pay attention to all the other games they're not playing against the Mets? Like, what, there's nothing, all I'm saying is it was a bad series. There's nothing they can do about that now, except beat the teams that they're playing now.
No, I'm not arguing. I'm with you on that, because they've done outstanding against all of the best teams, and that's what makes it even worse, is that you beat up on the Yankees, the Dodgers, you come out with winning records. I've been tracking all of that. But the moment you get in here against a trash pitching staff against the Mets, they should have destroyed them. They should have rolled them. But they didn't.
Well,
it's just something about it that is, they're in their head psychologically. The Mets have got something on them, and it's just so frustrating.
I got you, Bruce. What do you have for Tri-Day Friday?
Now, this is the barbecue thing, right?
Yeah, do you bring into a barbecue?
Oh, man. Hey, look. I got my thing that I bring all the time. I make a special drink. It's a tequila and lemonade slushy.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Sounds pretty good.
Appreciate it, Bruce. Man, we need to bring tequila.
Mixing my tequila, though. I just like my tequila straight.
Well, I need a mixer.
I don't mind tequila straight. I don't think it's like that bad.
No, I like it straight, too.
Tequila is one of my favorite kind of liquors to drink. Like vodka, don't really like to do.
See, I like vodka.
No, yeah.
You know,
I like Stateside vodka. They got some really good vodka. Okay. Shout out to Stateside.
That's fair.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really smooth.
Yeah, so a nice mixed drink. That's a good thing to
bring. I think vodka
is
the drink of choice for most people that like to drink. Like,
straight, though?
I think some people, because if I'm not mistaken, you can hide, but like people that drink, they hide the vodka
water bottles. You put it in a mixer in like a flask or something.
Yeah, they put it in water bottles. Yeah.
The one I can't do is whiskey, man. I can't do whiskey.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I know.
Whiskey's the
best.
I'm a wuss. Whiskey puts hair on your chest.
An Irishman that doesn't drink whiskey.
I would, I like whiskey.
Yeah, I'm mostly a beer guy myself.
Yeah, me too.
But why though?
Why am I a beer guy? Drinks everything.
Like, because it's like, how many beer? Okay, seriously, Kyle. How many beers does it take for you to get right?
Well,
don't answer that question.
Depends on how much food's in my stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, I don't know, but like, I guess for me, it's, I could do a few shots and be pretty drunk, or like, I think I like the act of drinking something like constantly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
And for me, I'm washed up. I can't deal with the hangovers anymore. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, dude,
I can't do it anymore.
I don't really
man.
Do the hangovers.
Yeah, I
what do. You mean
I
you don't
get
do hangovers. I don't think
I don't,
it's up
I don't,
to you.
I don't get hangovers.
Oh,
I don't get those.
I envy you.
Yeah, I don't.
I
get
definitely
hangovers.
Do.
Yeah, you're gonna have to share your secrets.
Thanks. Yeah, 215-592-9494. Keep the phone calls going on the Phillies and Tri-Day, but we do have to get to one of the biggest NFL trades in a long time yesterday, how it impacts the Eagles. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.